Singer Judy Hensky has had a cult following since the early 1960s when she recorded a landmark version of High Flying Bird. But Hensky's career never took off. At one point, she took a 28-year break from recording. Hensky has a new record called She Sang California, and critic Milo Miles says that this time she should not be overlooked.
And there's a high flying bird way up in the sky, and I wonder, does he look down as he flies on by? Oh, he's riding on the air so easy in the sky. But Lord, look at me here. Oh, I'm rooted like a tree here. I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna die.
A recurrent theme in Judy Hensky's career is that nobody knows quite what to do with her, what to call her style, how to market her talents. For a long time, this seemed very sad. You couldn't help but think her slow-moving career had something to do with why she stopped recording from 1971 until 1999. Oddly enough, though, being beyond category is now good for Hensky, because she does not seem like a nostalgia act pegged to a particular era. Music fans who barely register Hensky will associate her with the folk movement, and she did her share of coffee houses in the 60s. But she doesn't sing like a folkie. Whether she draws inspiration from black or white music, the deep south or the old world, she delivers songs with a vivid combination of blues mama belt and hipster wisecracking. Hensky can do a pure tone mope or lilt, but she doesn't stay there long. It's tempting to say Hensky is a rock and roll spirit who performs blues, folk, and jazz tunes. But that overlooks her urbane, literate side. After all, she used to warm up audiences for people like Woody Allen and Lenny Bruce. Hensky herself is good with audience patter. Her 1963 debut album, Judy Hensky, was a concert recording with a good deal of talking and a slightly incongruous big band backing.
The name of this is Hookatooka Soda Cracker. Does your mama chaw tobacco, they would sing. If your mama chaw tobacco, Hookatooka Soda Cracker. A code, obviously. But nevertheless, a really bitchin' little song, and I hope that you'll like it a lot. Okay? That's just a slang expression. Meaning, it's a hell of a good song.
My soda cracker, well, does your mama chaw tobacco? If your mama chaw tobacco, say, hookatooka, my soda cracker.
The album High Flying Bird offers a stronger introduction to Hensky. Whether she's doing blues, folk, country, or show tunes, Hensky brings out an antique, everyday surrealism that makes the tracks sound like lost gems from the 1920s.
Baltimore Oriole messed around with that big mouth till he singed her wings. Forgiving is easy. It's all woman like now and then could happen thing. Call her back home. Home ain't home without her warbling. Make a lonely girl happy. Baltimore. Come down.
Henske also made very sly, smart folk rock sides, especially with Rosebud, the name of both the group and its one album from 1971, which she made with then-husband Jerry Yester, formerly of the Love and Spoonful. The album works as an extension of the wistful, whimsical, but brainy romanticism of the Spoonful.
Lorelei, come rest a while. I'll give you wings and set the free. Comb your hair and paint your smile. Stay.
The end of the Yester-Henske marriage was also the end for Rosebud. But at the band's recording sessions, she began working with keyboardist Craig Dergy, who also produced and wrote music on her two comeback albums, 1999's Loose in the World, and this year's release, She Sang California.
Do you know what you want? Do you know what your kitty cat wants? Do you know what your dog wants? Do I know what I want? Yeah, I know what I want. I want a big fat man with meat shaking on his bones. Want a big fat man with meat shaking on his bones. All I want is a big fat man. Slaps in the bed, go blam to blam. I want a big fat man with meat shaking on his bones.
Loose in the World has slightly stronger songs and players and more focus, but both follow a jocular, enjoyable pattern. A couple traditional blues or folk tunes, a couple remakes of her older songs, and new material that continues to celebrate things like Mad Dog Killers, Cocktail Lounges, Outlaws, Pets, and Seymour Cray. Yes, Seymour Cray of supercomputer fame. You'll just have to listen to it. Henske remains hard to summarize, but one fact is certain. She has gone her own way, and we are all the better for it.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge. Judy Henske's new record is called She Sang California. Her early recordings, High Flying Bird and Rosebud, have been reissued on the Collector's Choice label.